This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Earlier today, the New York Mets defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. In fact, it went final in the last 10 minutes. Edwin Diaz recorded a four-out save. Pete Alonso hit a bomb. Francisco Lindor broke out of his massive slump with a couple of base hits and a couple of RBIs. But in the eighth inning, when Edwin Diaz was called upon to get a four-out save, he was facing Luis Renjifo, who the Mets just couldn't get out in this series. I mean, he was unbelievable.
He really didn't get him out in the eighth inning either.
No, he did not. Well, he did, but he didn't.
He did. He
because
definitely did not.
Luis Renjifo ended up striking out. There were three strikes called on Luis Renjifo. He didn't actually swing his bat in the course of that at-bat. Like, there were three called strikes. There were three balls. That was it. So he didn't swing his bat. Edwin Diaz didn't throw anything resembling a strike one time.
No.
Three called strikes on Luis Renjifo, including the final one, were well out of the strike zone. And so that, of course, pissed off whoever the interim manager is of the Anaheim Angels. And guess what? Not my problem. Not your problem. But the Mets did get a break from the calls that were being made in the eighth inning. And the Mets won. They were able to hold on. They had a 6-1 lead. Things got a little dicey. Mike Trout came up as the tying run. Renjifo struck out on a pitch that was 10 feet outside.
Right. And that were two big, there were two on at that point.
Yeah.
So that would have loaded the bases if he would have walked them.
Too bad.
Yeah,
Eric Bachus, the home plate umpire, checks in the mail. No, I'll send it to you tomorrow.
And then Edwin Diaz comes out the top of the ninth. He drills Chris Taylor in the head.
You're welcome, Yankee fans.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, Edwin was not his sharpest, but he was able to get the outs when he needed to.
That's right. Got a save.
He got a save, and the Mets got a win. I love that Mendy went to him for a four-out save. The Mets have an off day tomorrow, so it's kind of one of those things where you just empty it all out, leave it all out there, get a victory, and now you head out to the West Coast. But the Mets, who started the second half of the year in such a kind of depressing way with the way they lost on Friday and even the way they lost on Saturday, to their credit, they responded.
Right.
They win four straight games against Cincinnati and now the Angels. And for anyone who says the Angels suck, that doesn't count. The Angels just won a series against the Phillies. It's baseball. It's what's right in front of you. So really good work, and I think the most encouraging thing from the Met victory today this afternoon against the Angels was obviously Francisco Lindor, because Lindor has been going through a massive, massive batting slump. There's a lot of thought that he's injured. I don't honestly think that's the case. I think it's just a guy slumping, and we've seen this from Lindor, Teague. Like, usually it happens in April.
Right.
He has these massive, massive batting slumps, and sometimes it only takes one hit to get out of it. He had a few hits in this game. He drove in a couple of runs. And hopefully, as they head west, he'll get going. And the other guy that broke out of it was Pete, because Pete's also very quietly been slumping, and he had a massive three-run home run that he pimped. And so you saw the bats break out in this game, even though they did nothing in the final five innings offensively. But they broke out early. They jumped on a bullpen day from the Angels. And you have to feel good if you're a Met fan. Four straight wins. First time they've had a four-game winning streak in a while. It feels good.
Right. You get a sweep. Makes you feel good. Makes you forget the troubles that led into this series. But it's also, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's the Angels. And so,
what does that mean? Just, what does that mean? They're a 500 team. They're a baseball team.
Yeah, they're not that good though.
Who cares?
I'm just saying. Just I don't not
care
that
if they.
Good.
I don't care if they're a minor league team. You got to
beat them. Win. Got to win.
They all count the same. Look, we all play the same schedule nowadays, other than the three extra games the Mets have to play against the Yankees. The Phillies, who the Mets are now officially tied with, that'll be broken tonight when the Phillies take on the Red Sox. They had to play the Angels. They lost to the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 2 out of 3 to the Angels.
Yeah. I mean, look at Detroit. Detroit, what they lost again today.
They've been struggling.
They got swept by Pittsburgh?
Yes. I think so, yeah. They've been really, really struggling. All of a sudden, you look at the standings in the American League Central. Not that that's getting tight, but in the American League, they're going to fall behind Houston and Toronto or maybe the Yankees for that number one seed. They're 60-43. The Blue Jays are 59-42. The Astros are 59-42. So I think we see a lot of teams struggle at different points, but good job by the Mets. He's taking care of business because now they got a challenge on their hands.
Let's go, Mets!
Yeah, I like that. That fires me up. They're going to San Francisco. I know the Giants are struggling, but they got to deal with Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. But the Mets are straightening themselves out. They get a nice little victory. Lindor gets a hit. And the other thing I got to say about the Mets before we get to your calls, and it's kind of picked up over the last few days, the insanity of this. The Mets are drawing massive crowds every single night. Now, we knew the attendance would be better. Remember when Steve Cohen called the fans out and said, you know, I spent a lot of money.
Yeah, you spend money too.
Right.
And they were all happy customers.
That's right. And I figured the Mets would draw better, and they were drawing better, no doubt about it. But they are now on a streak where they've had 10 consecutive crowds greater than 40,000. And you can't just say, well, they played the Yankees in the middle of it. It was David Wright Day. What about today? It's a Wednesday afternoon in July against the Angels, and don't tell me Mike Trout's people going to see him.
I mean, maybe.
Stop. Stop it.
This is your star that you know on the opposing team.
This streak started against the Brewers. They have reached 41,000, or I should say 40,000 or more in 10 straight games. And I want to give you a little factoid to back up the insanity of this. How many times last season did the Mets draw 40,000 people during the regular season?
5.
The answer is 8. That's a good guess.
Close.
8 times.
I just knew it wasn't a lot.
Was not a lot. 8 times. Their 40-plus thousand crowd today is the 27th of the season. They have almost doubled the figure. And when you look at their schedule the rest of the way, there's no reason to believe they're not going to continue to do it. The Mets are averaging the greatest amount of people that they have ever had at Citi Field outside of year number one, which was, hey, the novelty of a new stadium. Like, their average attendance is better than any year they've ever had at Citi Field outside of year one. And I have to admit, I'm kind of surprised how good it's been. I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be historically good.
Yeah, you're talking about that streak, and it goes back to the Milwaukee series.
Yes. That's when it began, at 40,000 or more.
Right, but the only reason it didn't go back into the Atlanta series, it was the last game of that four-game Atlanta series. That was the first one over 40 of this latest iteration where they had 42,000. Don't forget, Tuesday's game was postponed.
Yes, that's right. They had
a
split
doubleheader.
Yep.
But in the doubleheader, it was 36 the first game and 42 the second.
So that's almost like, don't count that one.
Exactly. You almost can't count it.
The crowds have been massive, and I think it's a testament to us as Met fans. We've answered the call. Like, not that we're front runners, but people kind of are. Like, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money, you want to feel like you're spending it on something that's worth it. Mm. And so Met fans have certainly responded to the success from last year, the success early this season, the signing of Juan Soto. Like, add it all together, and you got the Mets putting up 40K. Now, for the Yankee fans listening, that's not big news for you.
Right,
you get 40,000 every night. But for the Mets, who drew so badly last year, like, that was a story around here for a while, how bad their attendance was. People are packing the building. I mean, this was a Wednesday afternoon in July, and 41,000 people went out there to see Mets Angels. So, good job by the people. But here's what this all means, Steve. What this means is...
Was this mid-July, 23rd?
July 23rd is not mid-July anymore.
Yeah,
it's late July.
It is. Well, I mean...
It's on the precipice of late July.
Maybe it's the day? No, that was the Yankees. That was the Subway Series, that's why.
What are you talking about?
I was just looking at them last year at this time in July.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Other than the Yankee series, like, think about it. They had 8 crowds of 40,000 or more.
Right.
4 of them are Yankees, Mets, and opening day. And then the rest of it was probably the final weekend of the year against the Phillies.
So July 25th, which is Thursday last year of 2024, 34,000.
Yeah.
And that was a Braves series.
That's right. You see the difference. But now that we've responded, Steve, so here's the way things went, Mr. Steve Cohen. You spent the money. Thank you. Like, seriously, thank you. You bought us Juan Soto. Thank you very much. You brought back Pete Alonso. Thank you. Like, we appreciate that. And then you said, you guys show up. And we did. Like, in a way that you probably didn't even expect. Now it's your turn again. We're, you know, you threw the basketball to us. We're going to throw it back to you. The trade deadline's in 7 days. Money is no object, right, Steve? Money is no object, right, Steve? I know you're over the tax.
Okay, but who do you want?
That's not even the point. The point is money shouldn't be a factor. That's my only point, because I've got varying degrees on what player I want, who I want to go after, prospects matter. But all I'm saying is just a general statement. You spent money and said, go to the ballpark. We went to the ballpark, $40,000 every night. Thank you, sir. Now it's your turn again.
Right.
Money is no object. That's all I'm saying. That's it. And I have faith. I'm not, this isn't like one of those Wilpon warnings. Like, I don't believe in, I believe in Steve. Steve will do it. I'm just reminding him. He's in the car right now with Alex. They're driving home. He's very happy about another victory. I'm happy too. And I'm just reminding him. We did our job. Now you do your job.
Then they're being driven home, I would assume. I don't think they're actually doing the driving.
You think Steve drives?
No shot. You think he drives to Citi Field in the traffic?
Maybe.
They're billionaires.
Think Alex drives them?
No. What is this, Evan driving everybody around Barcelona?
They're being driven. Like, his wife drives them, right?
Why would she want to drive? Why would I? If I was rich,
she's,
I would.
She's a go-getter. Like, she gets stuff done.
Yeah, but the traffic sucks around here. Why would you want to deal with that?
I'll tell you why. I'm going to give you an example, because you get this confused a lot with money. Tiki Barber played in the NFL.
He did.
He did pretty well.
I remember that, yes.
Now, unfortunately for Tiki, if he would have played it 20 years later, he would have done even better, even though he's a running back, so maybe
right.
not.
I'd probably still be making about the same.
That's a good point. Maybe it's not a great example.
No, you're right.
But let's say Tiki never played football. He actually loved basketball, and he made the NBA. He was like Terrell Brandon because he wasn't that tall. I brought that up. I didn't say Muggsy Bogues. That'd
Chris
be insulting.
Paul is not that tall, is he? He's 6 feet.
He's 6 feet, man. Yeah. Terrell Brandon was like 5'10". But you made the NBA and you're making $35 million a year. Okay? Doing well. Would you stop driving just because you had a lot of money?
Nope.
Exactly.
I love driving.
Me too.
Sometimes I love being in control.
Bingo. So just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you stop doing things. Like, if I won the lottery and all of a sudden I had like billions of dollars, or one day the architect got drunk and he gave me a brand new contract that paid me $30 million a year.
Wow.
He's like, Evan, we love you.
Wow. If you're making 30, what am I making?
Well, he only got drunk that one night, so I'm the only one overpaid. I would still drive. Like, sometimes even though you make a lot of money, it doesn't change what you like to do. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Jeff is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Evan Tiki, hope you guys are doing good.
Doing well. What's
good
up,
man?
Dude?
What's up?
So I've been waiting to make this phone call for 2 weeks, waiting for Evan to get back from Europe. Hope you had a great time.
Thank you.
You inadvertently, Evan, ruined one of my early fatherhood memories.
What'd I do?
I have two twin-year-old daughters at home, and you know, they're in that extremely active stage. They're getting into sports. And me and my wife recently bought them these giant bouncy balls, and they love them. They're playing with them all the time. And the other day, one of them starts to dribble it, and dribbling it. And my wife goes, dribble, dribble, dribble. And in my excitement, I should be like, yeah. But in my head, I'm hearing Evan Roberts going, fat, 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 fat. So I want to thank you for that, Evan, for, being in the back of my mind as one of my girls is playing in the living room.
Jeff, at least you didn't say it out loud.
Yeah, that would have been a problem.
Because I might have said it out loud.
All of a sudden, you started screaming.
Dribble, dribble, dribble.
Fat, fat, fat.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. That was a very emotional day. That was a very emotional day. But I'm glad that you were able to enjoy the moments with your kids.
By the way, speaking of Evan's vacation, this has been weighing on my brain for the last couple of days. I just have to ask you this, Evan. You come back, you're sporting this beautiful tan. You look great. You got a maple syrupy brown kind of color going to you.
Thank you.
There's just one problem. Your legs look like sheets of paper. Did you wear pants over there? Your legs are as pale as your behind, and your face and arms are tanned.
That doesn't make any sense, because I was in shorts 100% of the time.
Would you agree, though, that your legs are quite white?
My legs have always been very pasty white, like always. And I'm not a tanning kind of guy. I got to protect myself from the sun kind of guy. Because, you know, I'll drop.
I should have just come to work.
So, like, I lather up really big with the suntan.
Lather up, not blather up.
Well, what did I say?
You said blather up.
Lather, blather, same thing. On major, major lotion to protect myself from the sun. Or sunscreen, I think, is the official name.
You still get sun.
I know.
Like, even when you put... Even if you put 60 on, you're still going to get
sun. So why are my legs pasty white and yet the rest of my body got, you know, golden brown?
It's because of the golden thong.
Hey, now.
Maybe that's the reason. Let's go to Henry in Brooklyn. What's up, Henry?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
No, I'm just calling to talk about the Mets. And what you said about the crowd being crazy. I was at a Monday's game. I know it was WWE, but I got off the train. I'm like, what the heck's going on? It's a Monday over here. And it was damn near a sellout crowd back at City Field. So.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting that every single night. Now, I know they do have some good giveaways and promotions. You mentioned WWE night, but like today's a great example. It's a Wednesday afternoon. They weren't giving anything out. There's 41,000 people there packing the house.
Yeah. They had Francisco Alvarez as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, some of the little cartoon pictures that they did the other night were hilarious. Juan Soto as The Undertaker. My youngest, who made his FAN debut the other day, Spence, calls Juan Soto Juan Soto Sokoa. So I was hoping, because Solo Sokoa.
Oh, got it.
So to him, it's Juan Soto Sokoa. I knew they weren't going to make Juan Soto Solo Sokoa. I mean, he's cooler than that. But I was hoping for his sake that would have been the case. Let's go to Brian in Wayne, New Jersey. Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. Brian going once. Brian going twice.
I'm here.
Hey, you just made it. What up, dude?
All right, man.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
I'm cool. I'm calling. I've been a Yankee fan since Mickey Mantle. Here are him, I guess, in 1956.
Nice.
I've watched God knows every game since then. So what I'm about to say is anathema. And it'll probably put me at risk of being exiled from Yankee U.
Well, what's he got? I'm curious.
Well, it's just going to be sickening to say for me, because I love the guy. But I don't think Aaron Judge is that great of a clutch hitter. I watch, like I say, every game. And I've watched every game this year. And it seems like, I'm choking as I say it, it seems like the bigger the game, the less productive he is. Now I know he hits home runs. And I know he gets intentional walks because nobody wants to pitch to him. But how many times? I love home runs, don't we all? But you know what else I love? I would love for him to get a single with a man on second base. And if you watch as closely as I do, he is not the best hitter in the world with a man in scoring position. There's a long ball, and that's all I want. I just want to vent. Because he's great. I know he's a great fielder.
Right.
He's a great base runner. He does it all. And he spoiled me rotten. I admit that. But,
I get what you're doing, Brian. I know what's happening right now.
You're tired
of people getting on Anthony Volpe.
Let's just repair and judge.
Just yesterday, I had a comment that stopped Evan dead in his tracks. Why is everybody picking on Volpe? And what did I say? Because there's nobody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing all right.
Yeah.
Judge is crushing. Stanton is crushing. Jazz is good. Goldie's good. Everybody's good. Belly's good. Everybody's good. Trent's good. Volpe's the only one. So maybe he just didn't want to hear Volpe anymore.
Maybe.
So even in a victory,
I think
against the Blue Jays, you go after Aaron Judge.
Well, you know what's funny?
Because he was over.
Right. He was an over, and they overcame it.
Like, yes.
They went after Judge early, and then Jazz backed it up by hitting a 3-run home run.
Yep.
Jazz. I think I said something else. I think our last caller is wrong. But I understand the sentiment. Like, here's where I think he's wrong. And the numbers will back it up, but the eye test will back you up.
Right.
I never sat there in the regular season looking at Aaron Judge and just said, wow, he's a bully. He tacks on late, and he's not clutch. I think he is clutch. I do. I think overall, when you look at his Yankee career, he's been more than fine in big moments in the regular season. And I think if you look at his late and close numbers, or just his numbers with runners in scoring position, they would back that up.
Right.
Which is the case with most players. Like, with most players, they are what they are. Like, their numbers with runners in scoring position tend to be similar to what their numbers are in general.
Yes.
The problem our last caller has, and this is not blasphemy, it's fact, is that come October, the pressure's going to be on again. And we're going to do the same song and dance we did last year and the year before that, and the year before that, which is he's got to have a big October.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he will. Now, I know I said that last year, but I'm going to use the same rationale I used last year that I will use this year that I used with Barry freaking Bonds. When you're a great player, and he's a great player, if you give the great player enough opportunities, they're going to show you they're great in the biggest of moments. My only fear is that one day, because of the Yankees' incompetence, he runs out of opportunities. But as long as the opportunities are there, one of these days he's going to have a big October. Look at A-Rod.
A-Rod's the perfect example. Eventually, because he's it's not like he's been all bad in the postseason, so it's not postseason bad regardless of circumstance.
Right.
There have been moments where he's been okay. But the ones that we remember, because they're most recent, it just feels like he's let us down. But it can't be forever. That's just baseball.
Right. Well, it can be forever if he doesn't get another opportunity Ted Williams did.
Yeah, but he is going to get another opportunity.
I agree with you. Right now, we look at the Yankees and say, they're going to make the playoffs. They'll get another opportunity.
Of course they are.
But sports is a crazy world. Like, what if they don't? Like, what if they miss the playoffs this season? And then all of a sudden, things get worse and they never make the playoffs again. I know that sounds crazy,
yeah,
Teague.
It does sound crazy. Well, you can't even entertain it.
Really?
Because all they do is make the playoffs.
When I was driving home from Pittsburgh that day, January of 2011, and maybe Tiki was bored, and he put on WFAN, and he's like, let me hear what they're talking about on this January day. Jets just lost the AFC title game to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard Joe, who you were familiar with, and you heard me, who you're like, who's this guy? And I said, Joe, I'm afraid we won't see a playoff game again. I'm just afraid. Like, I know they've made it in back-to-back years. I know Rex has this all figured out, but I don't know our next opportunity.
Did you actually say that?
Yes. I'm going to find the audio?
Well, it's then your fault.
It's not my fault. It's the sports. You don't know when you're going to be back.
You spoke it into existence.
Don't do that.
You did.
I spoke
it. You mushed your own team.
The quarterback
all you had to say was, instead of, I don't know when we're going to see the playoffs again, is we're seeing the playoffs next year. And things would have changed.
No, I openly questioned the way we all should, which is, like, I'm not even a Knicks fan, and I'm not going to try to mush you. I don't know if the Knicks are going to see the second round next year. Mm-hmm. We all think they will, because on paper they're loaded, they're this, they're that, they'll be fine. We don't know. We don't know if the Mets are going to see the NLCS ever again. We don't know this stuff. Just like the Giants a few years ago made the playoffs or in the second round. You guys haven't sniffed it since. So that's where sports is scary. I'm just saying, like, give Judge another opportunity. Eventually, he's going to show his greatness in the biggest of moments. I believe that. But until that happens, I get the skepticism.
Right.
I get why the Yankee fan is worried. Let's go to Billy in Howard Beach. Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. Great show. I love hearing from you guys.
Appreciate it.
The question I have, Evan, is didn't you try to negotiate a driver in one of your contracts? I don't think if we started to make big money that you would actually drive in. I really don't believe it.
I think that I want to be honest with your question. I think at one point we were talking about contract negotiations, not my own, but just in general. And I made the comment that I would ask for certain things, like why not? Like players should do it too. I don't think I ever would ask for that only because I wouldn't want that. Mm. You know, the crazy thing I once asked for in a FAN contract. I asked, I swear to God, and the architect had the greatest response. I said, I would like a luxury suite for every Met game. I pulled a Soto, and he said, you know what? I'm giving you a raise in this contract. Why don't you just pay for it yourself? But it was one of those things where I wasn't, like, really asking, like, they were going to say yes. It was one of those, like, why not? You never know.
Right.
But the driver thing, the reason I can't believe I would ever ask for that is I wouldn't want that. I do not like being in someone else's car. I don't like Tiki said, the lack of control when driving.
The only time I would want a driver if I was doing this job is if I was doing the morning show.
Because you'd be so tired?
You're so tired.
Yeah, I get that.
You're waking up half asleep, and you got to drive. For me, it's 40 minutes, 35 minutes. But if you're way out somewhere, you kind of need a driver sometimes.
Or I'll tell you the other caveat, if there was nowhere to park. Like, a couple of weeks ago, we did Fanatics Fest. And the people at Fanatics Fest were so nice, they offered a car for me to do the Rico. And our other boss, Hurls, Big Hurls, will tell you this. At first, I said, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to drive myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, you should give it thought. Like, it's a Saturday. You said you're bringing your kids. Like, why? And I was like, you know what? Let me think about it. Told my wife. We thought about the traffic and the parking. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I don't want to deal with parking. Parking is a pain in the rear end. So I eventually acquiesced because the last thing I wanted to do was look for parking.
Right.
But in that car, and the driver was great, I was miserable.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, I want to press the brake. I want to move. I'm getting sick. So I can't imagine I would ever ask for something that I would hate so much.
That was hard parking day, by the way.
Brutal. At
Fanatics Fest. I ended up paying $70-something dollars for parking.
Did you?
Yeah, because I parked on the street and got a ticket.
It's funny you say that. Teak.
Straight illegally. Got a ticket.
Bro.
And it was worth it.
I did the exact same thing. I parked illegally. Didn't get a ticket.
Get out. Oh, come on.
No. Story's not over yet.
Uh-oh.
I got a letter 3 weeks later with the tickets in the mail.
What? Huh?
Yeah, they got me.
How?
They didn't put the ticket on my desk. They mailed it to me.
What?
I thought I got away with it. Yes.
If there's no like orange and white thing on my window, I'm scot-free.
That's what I thought. Like, I was bragging the next day, like, I got away with it. It was a great investment. 3 weeks later, I get a letter in the mail. You got a ticket. How ridiculous is that?
That is very ridiculous.
Insane. We'll get back to your calls in a second. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Plus, I put a poll out yesterday for Yankee fans. What is the most important thing they need to add at the trade deadline? I was surprised how overwhelming the results are. We'll get to that coming up. I put up a poll asking the Yankee fan, what is the biggest priority at the trade deadline? Third base, starting pitcher, or relief pitching? And the results were an absolute landslide.
Third base.
What do you think the biggest priority for the Yankees at the deadline is?
I think it's third base.
You think it's third base?
Yeah, I feel relatively confident with the bullpen. And if Cam Schlittler keeps pitching the way that he's pitching, even though he doesn't get too deep in games, but again, he's 24 years old. I feel confident enough, especially with Luis Gil just getting his rehab assignment pushed to AAA, coming back at some point, you feel okay about the starting lineup.
Mm.
We talked about it yesterday, the level of trust in the bullpen, obviously with Luke Weaver and Devin Williams and Tim Hill. So it's the biggest issue right now feels to be third base, bat and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Defense.
68% of Yankee fans believe the biggest priority at the trade deadline should be third base.
Mm-hmm.
18% say bullpen. 14% say starting pitcher.
You can always use bullpen, so I mean, it makes sense that that's second.
I think what the Yankees have in their bullpen, because I remember when we had this discussion a month ago, to me, the bullpen was clearly their biggest priority. But right. It feels now with Weaver healthy and pitching well, with Devin Williams completely straightened out,
right,
with Tim Hill being a relatively reliable lefty out of the bullpen, at least you have some level of trust with some of the guys in your bullpen. Is that enough? No, it's not.
Of course not.
Especially when Jonathan Loaisiga is pitching as mediocrely as he is.
And he's supposed to be your high leverage guy.
I really get the impression from Brian Cashman's words a week ago to the position the Yankees are in that, unlike the Mets, who I think are just adding bullpen help, I think the Yankees are going to add bullpen help and a third baseman. And it's probably going to come in the same trade.
Hmm.
Like, if the Diamondbacks are really selling, there's a chance to get everything from that shop. Like, that, they're the target of Major League Baseball at the trade deadline. Right. You can get everything. You can get bullpen help. You can get a starter. They got two in Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen will probably be traded. And obviously, you can get the third baseman we've all talked about. Like, you could go to freaking Arizona, make one big trade.
It's like going to Costco.
It is.
Get everything.
They're the Costco or the Target
right.
of the Major League Baseball trade deadline.
I forgot. Line. You know what? I need a new 40-inch. Can I get that TV as well?
Yeah, speaking of which, I feel like over the last few years, we just do everything at Amazon. Like, if you need something, you just go to Amazon.
Yeah.
So the other day, it was a couple weeks ago, I bought a PS5. I think I told you
Yeah,
this.
You did.
And it broke down, like, immediately. It just did not work. It physically, it kept resetting. It just didn't work.
Wow. Really?
So it was Amazon. Huh. I returned it, and everything was great. I got my money back.
Oh, they're great.
They were fantastic.
The returns. It's amazing.
So now I'm like, let me pause on the PS5 thing. I'm going away. It's very expensive. Let me give it some thought.
Right.
I get back from vacation. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I want the PS5. But I want to do it the old-fashioned way. I want to go into a store, and I want to buy it.
Right.
And I went into a Best Buy with Spence, and I went up there, and I bought it. And they say, do you like a Best Buy credit card? And I'm like, sure. To save 10%, you got it. And there was something magical about walking out of the store with the PS5.
Feeling it.
Yeah, like feeling
touching it.
Touching it.
I agree with you 100%.
I miss that feeling.
But it's funny because I only do that with electronics because I'm an electronic like geek. I want I want to see it. I want to feel it. I want to experience it. I don't want to buy it and then be like, this isn't what I wanted.
Right.
Because that's what happens when you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. It's just like, it's not exactly what I wanted.
Exactly. I think we
And then you just have to accept it.
Well, you could. They're good with returns, but it's a pain to return.
But you can't get. Then you lose the utility of having it.
And also takes a couple of days.
Yes.
Like, I told myself as I was leaving the Best Buy with the PS5, I was like, I got to do more of this.
Right.
Whether it's clothes, whether it's anything. Like, going into a store, it makes you feel like it's 1997. And I kind of miss 1997.
Oh, I hear you.
Let's go to RJ in Queens. What's a shaking today, RJ?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show, as always.
Thank you.
Got a quick question. Last night's game, Yankee game, did you guys see Aaron Judge throw in, I don't know what inning it was, he threw in a ball, and he was wincing quite heavily
after throwing it? Yeah, he caught the ball going into the corner, turned and threw it immediately, then he winced and was flexing his wrist over and over again.
Yeah, they showed it on the replay, and Michael Kay even commented on it by saying something along the lines of, like, that's the last thing they need.
Yes.
So, being that he's been kind of slumping a bit lately, are there any whispers or rumors about him possibly being hurt?
That's a good question.
Even if he was hurt or not fully healthy, he's the kind of guy, kind of like Lindor, he's just going to play through it.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, the Yankee lineup has come out, and they made some interesting decisions, one of which related to Aaron Judge, and maybe related to this. He is playing, he's DHing.
Of course.
Now, that happens frequently, yeah. So that's not crazy.
Right.
But could one thing be related to the other? Absolutely. Boone could say, you know what, screw it. We got an off day tomorrow. I certainly need to play him. Could you imagine if the Yankees were giving Judgey the double off day?
Especially against this team?
That would be
that's three games ahead of you in the division?
Dude, that would be something. That'd be ballsy.
A couple of weeks ago, remember Boone brought up that he had been dealing, like almost accidentally, he brought up the fact that he had been dealing with a little bit of an injury and then kind of laughed it off afterwards. So maybe he's just dealing with residual pain from that.
Did he detail what that was?
I forget. It might have been a shoulder injury. I'll look it up. But there was something that he almost accidentally admitted it, that he gave him a DH day because of it. So maybe that's just been residual for the last couple of weeks.
And you're going to play through it. Like, Judge is the kind of player who's just going to play. Like, he's not sitting. You know, guys play through injuries, especially this time of year, because the season's been going on for a very long time. By the way, the rest of the Yankee lineup is Grisham, Bellinger, Judge, Rice, Chisholm, Dominguez, Volpe, Escara, and Peraza. So the two big names that are missing are Paul Goldschmidt for a second straight game and Giancarlo Stanton. But obviously, when you give a DH day to Judge, that automatically means you're not going to see Giancarlo because that's all he does right now. Ozzy in Woodridge. Ozzy.
What up?
What's up, fellas?
All's good.
Yo.
Cool. Hey, Evan, good on you. Proving that the afternoon drive power chair sitter doesn't need a chauffeur just to feed and appease his massive ego. So, good for you.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, if you're taking a shot at one of my predecessors, the great Mike Francesa, he didn't have Julio or a driver for his ego. He probably had it because, like most Americans, like Tommy, he didn't want to drive. I like driving. I'm different than Mike. I'm different than Tommy. But that's not, I got to defend him. Like, that's not an ego thing. That's a, I don't want to drive.
Are you really that stupid?
Yeah. I agree with you, Mike. He is that stupid. Anyhow, go ahead.
And then he also made poor Julio do all the snow blowing, and then he took all the credit for it. Because he's a Picasso with the snowblower. Meanwhile, Julio's out there freezing his you-know-what's off, like Juan Soto in early April, doing all the trying to do all the work.
I don't know if any of that's true, by the way. I don't think Mike made Julio snowblow his, like,
snow. If he can't drive a car, he's going to be out in freezing weather snowblowing?
I mean, there's something, special about doing a snowblower.
There is something fun about snowblowing.
It's just kind of like, this is too heavy lifting, and look what I did.
The problem with
the snowblower.
The problem with the snowblower
window thrower
is we have a snowblower. Snowblower at the Roberts household. I want to do it, but I also feel like my father-in-law really wants to do it. And so when you think I'm being the nice guy by doing it, it kind of makes him sad. So I do it for like 3 minutes, and I'm like, all right, fine, here you go, I'll take the rest of it because it's fun.
I am just a master with the snowblower.
Picasso with the snowblower. Oh, God. Yankee fans, I have the solution for Volpe. And as Evan likes to say, I know what's wrong with him, and I have a solution. And when Tiki hears it, he's going to, in his heart of hearts, he's going to be like, yes, that is true. But I'm going to wait for Sean to go back so I can go and tell it directly to the source.
To the sauce. But, that was an intentional wordplay there.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, what you got? I'm confused.
That's another Francesa reference, Tiki. Yes. That's another.
I didn't listen to him back then.
Speaking of WFAN legends, the caller before said keep Woody away from the team. Keep Joe B away from AG, please, Evan, if you want success.
You know,
you might want to get on that topic.
I have to tell you. So Aaron Glenn, AG, met the media earlier today. Plus, I got breaking news that
Johnson's.
I really don't want to say on the air because it is going to derail the show if I bring this up to Tiki. But let me just make the AG point, and then I'll bring up the news that could cause Tiki to just take the show into a direction that's going to make me laugh.
Let's hear it.
First of all, Aaron Glenn met the media earlier today, and there was an audio drop with it. Like, you couldn't hear the middle of it. But I read a quote in which he said, hey, Jet fans, I feel your pain, and we're going to end the pain. And I thought he was talking to Beningo. Like, that message made me think Joe did text him yesterday
but he
gave him the pain. And Glenn was like, I got you. And then at the press conference says, we're going to end the pain. The pain is gone.
I didn't even think of that, but you're right.
Yeah.
That's a Beningoism.
So I gotta wonder, Congressman Frost is claiming that the White House is about to drop absolute proof of aliens.
Oh, come on. That is complete and utter nonsense. Congressman Frost, you mean Scott Frost?
Is that who is?
Is he a congressman now?
Yeah. I don't know who Congressman is.
Who is Congressman Frost?
Congressman Frost. He's from Texas. He's from Florida. Maxwell Frost. Yeah. He's telling the world that apparently the White House is going to have the proof that aliens exist.
And I know what the hell I'm doing.
And let me tell you, let me give a little message to the president. The only way you're going to be able to prove to cynics like Tiki that aliens exist is show up with the alien.
Exactly.
Like, you literally are going to have to show up with the body of the alien.
And it better not look like a human in a costume. Because that's what it is.
Could you imagine that?
Area 51. Oh, wow. That's very humanoid looking aliens that you have laying on the ground there. That's very interesting.
So you don't believe any of this is true?
No. Huh.
Well, we'll keep you posted if...
Not a chance.
All I know is... Here's what I want.
All right, now I got to look this up.
Yeah, look it up.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I want if this is true. First of all, 9 o'clock primetime TV. Oval Office. All right? Let's start right there. Like, main event primetime. That's number one. All the networks cut into it. And then number two, Mr. President, who does listen to the show, you got to bring a body.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Your word isn't going to work. Pictures aren't going to work. Documents aren't going to work. No, no, no. You need the body. You need to hold the body in front of a camera and say, you see this thing?
Okay.
That's a dead alien.
I think I know what's happening.
Go ahead.
Because the last video that I see of Congressman Maxwell Frost, he's standing outside an ICE detention center.
Oh, come on. Did I get confused about this? What?
I'm just telling you.
Well, no, I'm not confused. Did the internet get confused about this?
I was wrong. I admit
the internet is twisting words.
Damn it.
They're manipulating words.
All right.
And they're making it seem like something that it's not.
Okay. Everybody back. No fish. Back to regular programming.
They left out the crisis part of the word, of that statement.
All right. I'm just letting everybody know. So, false alarm, we are not going to get definitive proof of aliens from the Oval Office today.
Evan so desperately in his lifetime wants to see an alien, alive or dead. It's like MLB trade deadline day every time you see something online about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I want to see it because it probably means we're all going to die real soon if we see it.
Well, you know,
I'm more just curious about it, like a lot of people.
Well, hold on a second. Didn't you tell me they were coming in peace? Someone was yelling at me about
me.
That.
I do assume they're coming in peace.
Yeah, why would they come in peace?
Because I think, I'll do this real quick, and let's not argue about this
again.
You
think they're scientists?
I think that if a creature was smart enough to go and jump galaxy to galaxy, they probably don't waste their time building bombs and killing other of their kind. Hmm. And I think that one of the biggest problems we have as humans, and this has been going on since the beginning of time, is we spend too much of our smarts killing each other. And that's just the truth.
Right. Technology is everything else.
Right. Like, a lot of our technology is around fighting wars and just killing each other. And I get why. I'm not, like, against it. Obviously, we got to protect ourselves as people.
Right.
But as humans, that's our biggest flaw. If we spent all our resources and time not doing that, but instead building the kind of ships and space stuff that can get all over the place, we'd have a better chance of doing it. So I've always assumed that if there is a creature that can jump all the way to Earth from billions of light years away, they probably didn't waste their time killing other creatures. Mm. Hence, they wouldn't kill us.
And maybe their systems don't produce as much testosterone.
Yeah. We'll go with that, too. Thank you. Chris is calling from Garden City. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. We're quite the range today, from X-Files to philosophy to science.
That's right.
Can we get back to sport?
Yes. Yes, please.
I have a slightly different approach for the Yankees that rhymes with getting a third baseman, which is I'd rather they trade Clark Schmidt for Ketel Marte on Arizona and move Jazz back to third. Ketel Marte hits about 30 points higher on average. His OPS is about 25 points higher, and he's the switch hitter.
You don't have to
so
sell.
I feel like, to your point, Evan.
Yeah. You don't have to sell me or anybody else
Judge,
on him.
You know?
Yeah, no. You don't have to sell anybody on Ketel Marte. I think the problem is they're not trading him. Like, he's signed to a very affordable deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the faces of that franchise.
Right.
Like,
struggled as of late, but he still has a high OPS.
Yeah, I just don't think they're trading him.
No.
I mean, to your point, if they are, like, if the Diamondbacks are so open for business that they are willing to listen on Ketel Marte, I, as a Yankee fan, would be all over it. 1,000,000%. And I guess you never know. Like, someone told me the other day, they're like, hey, do you think Arizona would trade Corbin Carroll? I'm like, what? No.
Mm-mm.
But if they would I be interested? Sure. So I don't think it's a bad idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
And yes, that would be a great upgrade, not just for now, but for the next few years. But I don't see why Arizona would take a guy in the prime of his career who's signed to a very affordable contract. He's making $15 million a year. I just don't see why they would trade him. And he mentions Clark Schmidt. I mean, unfortunately, Clark's value took a major hit. Right. He's coming on. He's Tommy John surgery.
Right.
He's not going to pitch for a year and a half. Allen is in New Hyde Park. What's up, Allen?
Hey, Ev, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Tiki?
All good.
And Lukey. So, Evan, first, before I get to my topic that you see on the board, I'm a big European traveler, so I'm very happy that you went to all those cities that I've been to over time. One question. When you went to Barcelona, did you go to the Gaudi church?
I went to Gaudi a lot church? Of churches. I went to the church that's unfinished. Are you familiar with that Familia, I think it's called, like the church
that's
they've been
the
working
one,
on for 100
that's
years?
The one.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one. That's the one. That was something, right?
That was unbelievable. Not only did I go to that church, are you on social media or not really?
No, I don't do that kind of thing.
Okay, you're smart. So when I went, my wife had this idea. She's like, you should do like a couple of Met videos or sports videos in front of like locations. Yeah. The first video I did, or actually maybe it was the third video I did, was actually in front of that church. It's from July 9th, 2025. Anyone on social media wants to hear what he's referring to. I had a view at the apartment we were staying at of that church. What's it called again? Something Familia?
The Familia.
The Familia. Let me get the proper name.
Yeah, well, it has a more name. But the guy, Gaudi, the architect, is actually buried on the bottom of that church.
Oh, wow. It's called the Sagrada Familia. Yeah. It's a large, unfinished Roman Catholic basilica in Barcelona designed by, as you said, Antoni Gaudi. Construction began in 1882.
Amazing. Why is it not finished?
Yeah.
I think there was like a lot of financials, and then he stopped, and then they stopped, and they started again. But, yeah, they started in 1882. It's supposed to finish next year. Isn't that crazy?
Okay. So here's why I called. You know, you made me, you know, some things you guys say, Evan, you in particular, you made me think, you know, about, you know, what should never happen again if you don't make the playoffs. So back in 1957, I was 6 years old. So that's my memory of the Yankees with the Braves the next 2 years. And then all the way through 64, with the Cardinals, and you know they didn't make it in 59.
Right.
So I was what? I was how old was I in 60? I was 13. So then I didn't get anything for 12 more years, right?
Yes.
64 to 76.
Yep.
I was 25. I was 25 already, and those 30, and yet in 65, with Johnny Keene taken from over for Vera. We had Mantle, we had almost the same.
It went bad quick. The 65 Yankees is legendary for just going down quickly. Here's the difference, and I appreciate you agreeing or understanding the sentiment of you never know when it's all going to go away. The difference is that should give Yankee fans more hope than what happened in the late 60s and early 70s before George bought the team, is that for the first 5 years of that funk, only one team made the playoffs in the American League.
Right.
That's it. And then after that, it was two teams.
Right.
Like, it was tougher to make the playoffs. If you were mediocre, you weren't making the playoffs. Nowadays, you almost have to have a bad year to miss the playoffs.
Like, right, for the Yankees.
For the Yankees to right. miss the playoffs.
I think any team that spins is like the Yankees do, or the Mets, or whoever, you really have to have things go awry to be out of the playoff conversation.
You're right. I mean, think about it right now. I'll use the Mets as an example. They went through this really extended funk. They were 10-20 over a 30-game period. Obviously, the four-game winning streak has helped. They now have a five-game lead over a playoff spot, just making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Yankees currently have a three-and-a-half-game lead over a playoff right. spot.
And they haven't been great.
And they haven't been great. That's the point. Like, right. yes, those leads can go away. I get it. But it's just the chances of you going through a 12-year period where you don't see the playoffs, it's limited now.
I agree. Especially when you have the best players. Or well, at least you buy, at right. least in free agency, some of the best players.
That certainly helps, too. But that's the status of where we are right now. In fact, if the season ended today, I love the season ended today game. It's one of my favorite games. If the season ended today, the Yankees would play a wild card series at home against the Mariners. Oh, Dave Sims. If the Mets season ended today, they are tied with the Phillies, but the Phillies are technically ahead. They'd play a wild card series in Chicago against the Cubbies.
Road trip.
Right.
Big time.
That's yeah. also the tougher series.
Mets Cubs?
Yeah.
Kidding me? Of course it is.
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs are a half game back of the best record in the National League. Mm-hmm. The problem is the Central is so good, the Brewers just moved ahead of them.
Right.
That'd be a hell of a series.
Are we driving or flying to Chicago?
I think you got to fly to Chicago.
He doesn't like to fly, Teak. See?
Yeah, but... I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough, especially if I'm going with you. If, like, Lugie's involved, I'm flying. I can't deal with a 12-hour
drive.
And
even if you fly, the drive, once you get to Chicago, is still bad.
Yeah, that's true. You land in O'Hare, and then you got to get to Wrigley.
It's terrible.
Yeah. The problem we're going to run into.
I'm a baby.
Problem we're going to run into is as sexy as Mets-Cubs is, very sexy, Yankees will get the primetime slot. Mets-Cubs will be during the day. We'll be on the air. Mm. That's going to be the problem.
Yeah, you're right.
I am right.
Sucks.
No, I know. That's why the Mets or the Yankees need to win the division and get a first-round bye.
Right.
They can be in prime time. Last thing we want is afternoon wild card series baseball. Nobody needs that. We have a Cinco de Favo list coming up. We'll check in more on that Yankees lineup and some of the things I have an issue with as they prepare to play the rubber game against the Blue Jays. More reaction to the Met victory over the Angels as well. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. It's Evan and Tiki on a summer Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.